Paul, first of all, let's start with team news then. Chris Brown picked up an injury at the weekend. What's happening with him?
We're going to assess him today. We're hopeful that it was a bit of nerve pain coming from his back and not as much his hamstring. So we'll assess him today, see what he can do tomorrow with a view of the game Boxing Day. And Paul Quinn's very similar, you know, and he felt his hamstring tighten up. So we had to take them both off. They possibly could have carried on, but with the games and injuries we have had, we had to take care of them a little bit.
Is everybody else, aside from obviously the longer term injuries, which we'll come on to in a second, is everybody else okay?
Yeah, it seemed to be. Bongani took a knock in his knee, which was quite painful. But we're hopeful they'll all be okay, because the last thing we need at the minute is any more injuries.
Particularly in defence, goodness me. That's where the main problem is.
Yeah, it is. It is. But look, we've got to deal with it. You know, the boys, on a whole, wouldn't you consider the amount of games they've played as a back four, they've done reasonably well. When you get an experience game-wise at this level, you're going to get mistakes, you know, and you just hope that they learn from the mistakes, we work in it, and that they're better for it as well.
Within the side defensively, is there a lack of confidence right now, concentration? What's not happening that was happening before?
I think there's a little bit of concentration, a little bit of communication as well. You know, when you've got, you know, if you look through the back four that, well, especially at finished, you had Liam Wakefield at right back, who's 19. Bongani, who has played 21 championship games. Luke McCulloch, who's played 8. And Ender, who's played about 4 or 5. You know, and I think that tells you the story. You want them to be leaders, but that takes time sometimes. And when you're without your captain, who's a born talker, and you're without Paul Keegan sitting in front of them, you know, that can punish you sometimes.
Obviously they are injured. What's the latest then? Because there's four players that would immediately spring to mind, all defenders who are absent right now. So when are you likely to see them back?
Well, Jonah's got he's got a scan on the 6th of January, which we're hopeful will say that he's recovered well and that he can join in full training. James Husband, hopefully he's going to join in full training in about 2 weeks' time. Keegs is probably about 3 weeks away still. But we've got to deal with it, you know, and give the young lads a chance. You know, we're all pleased for Liam Wakefield on Saturday making his championship debut. I've showed throughout my career as a manager that if young kids are there, I'll play them. But you've got to be patient with them sometimes as well and realise that there's going to have dipping forms, but you've got to stick by them.
Husband's an interesting one. If my memory serves, when he became injured, he was sort of thought a couple of months he'd be sidelined for. Has it dragged on then? Has he had a setback or two?
No, it's just it was 12 weeks when he done it, and we knew it would be around about the New Year time. You know, with it being an operation on his shoulder that he had to have, he's been running quite a long time and doing his fitness work, but it's just the contact stuff we've got to be careful with, and we have to listen to what the specialist says. And as much as James wants to get back sooner and we want him back sooner, you know, it's his body, and an operation in your shoulder, you have to listen to the specialist.
Is there anything you can do in the meantime, given the defensive run you're on? And I'm sort of isolating that specifically, because you've got three players there, two of them that would probably be naturally first choice picks, injured.
Like I said there, we've got to go with what we've got, you know. And young Luke's came in and really done well, you know, and you're going to get dipping form from any player at time, especially a younger one who's not played at this level before. But you also look at the teammates around him to help him out a little bit. You know, not just Luke, but we talk a lot that if your mate's having a bad time, there's no way you'll get 11 players at the top of their game every week. You know, there'll be two or three that won't be quite at it, but that's when you look for your teammates to drag you through.
So there's a lot to consider then, and we are approaching January right now. Presumably a defender's right at the top of your shopping list.
Yeah, it is. And we've got two or three lined up, not just in defence, that we want to try and bring in. You know, and try and get them back in tandem with getting people back fit again, and then we'll be in a lot stronger position.
Are you looking at players solely then who probably do have a bit more championship experience, or at the very least are a bit more streetwise, if I can phrase it like that?
Yeah, I think you're bang on. You know, and I think that's what we've been missing. You look at some of the goals we've conceded recently, it's been through a lack of concentration, a little bit of naivety at times. You know, and you want to get people in your team and in the club that are good communicators, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well, and can lead from the front and show the younger ones the way forward.
Are these transfers that you're looking for, these deals, ready to go as soon as the whistle goes, as it were, for January, or do they still need work?
They always need work. What we try and do is try and get as much done in preparation as we can do, you know, and you've got to be respectful of other clubs because they're contracted to them as well, you know, and we can't do anything to January on that front, but what we can do is get a list of players and as a group and as a staff and watch them, get them scouted and find out a lot about them, and then we're ready to go in January.
So, well, is it all areas of the pitch? Is it acutely defenders? Is it, because you may well have to replace one or two as well along the way in January, because loans are up, are they not?
Yeah, it's all over. All over we want to improve, you know, and for all the chances we're creating and our forwards looking good, we're not scoring enough goals at the minute. We need to get more goals, not just from the forward, but from the midfielders, and we need the defenders to chip in as well. So if we find that a player becomes available or a player that we've watched and we feel that he's going to improve us and be better than what we've got, regardless of the position, we'll try and get him in.
A couple of players immediately spring to mind. Obviously, Richie Wellens to begin with. Has there been any progress with him? Because I think he's up 31st, isn't he, when his contract runs out?
It's the first. He's available for the QPR game. And we're hoping he'll be available for a lot longer than that as well. You know, we've spoke about it. I've spoke to Richie and it's still the same. You know, he wants to stay. We want him to stay. And it's just a case of coming to a deal that both parties are happy with.
Has he been offered that deal then, or at least something to start the talks going?
No, there's no deal being offered. I've been speaking to Richie and his agent, but there's been no concrete offer done yet.
And obviously then Makeda and his situation, slightly different circumstances of course. What hope is there? Do you want to keep him beyond the end of this current spell?
Yeah, we would like to, because he's a talent. You know, he's not scored as many goals as he would have liked recently, but we know that having him in the team creates chances and creates panic for other teams as well. That's something that we'll be speaking about in the next week or so, because we would like to keep him. All depends whether Man United want to send him out on loan or do a permanent deal with somebody. You know, if it's a permanent deal, I would doubt that's something we could do the way things stand. If it's a loan deal, we would like to think that he would come back.
And that's part of the reason I phrased the question in the way that I did, because obviously the first part of his loan, excellent, the goals are rolling in. Since he's come back, it's not really happened for him.
It's not, but he had 5 weeks out within that period and came straight back in, and you know, he's just played 6 games in 3 weeks, which was one of the reasons we left him out at the weekend. You know, because one, through the fatigue side of it and picking up another injury again, and two, we wanted to freshen it up a little bit and go back to 4-4-2.
Are you going to get the scope to do what you want to do with this squad? How much of an idea do you have as to what budget you're going to get for this period of time?
I spoke to Gavin last week, and he's got an idea of what I'm looking for. I know there's a board meeting this week where they're going to discuss the budget that I've got in January, and all the signs are that they're going to back me to a certain extent. You know, I know they're not going to let me bring 11, 12 players in. But I would like to think that I would get the opportunity to get the players that I'm trying to get.
Because you have had to try and formulate this list amidst the backdrop of problems behind the scenes amongst the boardroom. I know as the team's manager, that's not necessarily, obviously, certainly not in your control, but when you're trying to plan, it must make life difficult.
Yeah, it can be. You know, but what I've got to try and do and what I've had to do is put that to the back of my mind, you know. And if I've got a list of players that I would like to bring in, is put it to the board and you either get a yes or a no. And then you go on to the next one.
It's a situation where, do you think that it might affect the support that you may well get, given the fact that the discussions are ongoing? Well, if they're talking about ins, outs and boardroom splits and what have you, if all of these stories are to be believed, then you getting the list that you want, it could change depending on whether these talks are resolved or not.
It could do, but the list I've got has to be realistic as well, you know, and for where we are as a club at the minute. And the one thing I can't do, whether I had 10 million or 10 pence to spend, is go over my budget, is to try and get players in where we're going to overspend and put ourselves in trouble. That's part of my job as the manager. You know, I've got to make it sustainable. The players I bring in, I've got to make sure that if we sign them permanently, that there could be a resale value on them and get them in at the right price. The loans, we've got to get in at the right price, and we've got to speak to the other clubs and let them know we are at a club. You know, I can't go to the board and ask to sign a player for £10 million. It's unrealistic. But the list I have got, I think, is realistic.
Are you looking then? I was going to say, because obviously people just gravitate towards loans at this time, but if you possibly can, would you like a permanent signing or possibly two?
Yeah, you would do it, because you want to have continuity in the club. And, you know, if we did sign any player permanent in January, it would be looking towards the future. You know, and yes, they want to come down now. Yes, we want them to hit the ground running, but it would be for the next season and the seasons after that. For, you know, the likes of Mark Duffy and Harry Forrester as an example, especially Harry, he's the right age. We felt that spending the money we did on Harry would benefit the club in the future.
One player who I did want to ask about before we actually move on to the matches themselves was Abdoulaye Mete. I've just seen him downstairs, it jogged my memory. We spoke about him before and him having a trial here. When do you have to make a decision on him?
There's no rush at the minute. We're trying to arrange games at the minute too, so we can see him in games and see what his fitness is. You know, it's okay playing, training every day. And the one thing we do know that Abdu's got is a lot of experience. You know, and I'm in talks with his agent at the minute about trying to get some deal done. But his agent's got to be realistic in that as well.
Oh, right, so therein lies the nub of the problem then. Right, so they're playing games, are they?
No, they're not playing games. The one thing I'll do is try and get the right player at the right price. Could be the right player at the wrong price, and if that's the case, I won't sign him.
So, come on then. Busy time, as always, is the way. Ipswich is the first challenge over the Christmas period. What do you make of them?
Very organised. Got a lot of good players in the team. And Mick, they've got a top manager who's proved that. You know, they were really struggling when he went in, and now he's, in the space of a year, he's turned them into a team that was down the bottom of the table to a team that's on the verge of the playoffs. You know, so we're going to have to be wary of them, but we have to, and call me stupid, take a lot of positives of the last few games, and especially their performances at home. You know, we've picked up points, apart from the Leeds game, I know. You know, but our home form is going to be really important to us, and we've got two big games coming up where we feel we can pick points up.
It's been extraordinary, hasn't it? Because they were really struggling, weren't they? And almost seemed dead certs to get relegated. And without a great deal of investment and a few younger players, actually now they're looking quite healthy.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, Mick's always had a reputation of signing good players, you know, and he's got a lot of experience there. And McGoldrick up front, you know, he's a top player in this division. So we're going to have to be wary of them. But we want to concentrate on what we've been good at, you know, and that's getting the ball down, passing it and creating chances. And just hope that the big moments in games turn and start going in our favour.
I suppose there really would be cause for concern if you weren't creating those chances, because Derby are flying, they were before Saturday in any case, and the fact that you've had a large spell of that game proves there's hope there.
There is hope, and that's what we're relating back to the players. You know, Steve McLaren in his office after the game has said we're by far the best team that we've played since he's been there. Didn't really go down too well with me at that present time, but when you think about it, you know, for me as the manager, there's a lot of positives that we are playing teams who are in form. Leeds, and I think Leeds, Derby and Ipswich are in the top three in the form table at the minute, and we're competing and playing well against them. And as much as we're talking about not defending properly, when we're creating chances, we have to make sure we take them as well.
I suppose it's a dilemma, isn't it? Because you've obviously got this way of playing, and it's generated a lot of success this season to date, and not really wanting to sacrifice that, given the fact that you've got a few defensive problems right now.
No, we don't. And, you know, I'm a positive person, and I'm not saying that I can't change in the way I approach games, but I want my players to play football, you know, and I want them to get it down and pass it and create chances. Yes, we have to concentrate a lot more defensively, but that's as a team. That's not just singling out the back four, you know, because it's a team thing. And if we can get that side of it right, we'll start picking up points again.
You giving them Christmas Day off?
No, they're in 9 o'clock on Christmas Day.
See, we always ask this, but to you lot, it's the same, you know, most years, isn't it? All footballers generally will be in, won't they?
I think the last Christmas Day I had off, I was 15.
You know? Okay, so, a long time ago.
Yeah, a very long time ago. So the players know. We've sat down and had a meeting about how important this period is. If they do well over this period, they might get a few days off in February at some point.